Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Joy of Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Turn to Nehemiah, the 8th chapter. For some weeks now, we've been on a topic we're calling the joy of faith. The joy of faith. And our texts have been Nehemiah 8 and 1 Peter 1. Now, if you hadn't been with us, you can go back and get all the previous messages. Won't cost you anything. You can get them online, download them for free, watch them. Nehemiah 8 and 9 said that Nehemiah and Ezra the priest and the Levites taught to people and said to the people, "This day is holy to the Lord your God. Mourn not, nor weep. For all the people wept when they heard the words of the law. They saw how far off they had gotten and how they had not been keeping the word of the Lord. And they were crying and they were mourning. And the leaders, Nehemiah, Ezra the priest, Levites, they told the people, quit it. Quit mourning and quit weeping, quit crying." Now, we're going to see more in just a moment, but would the Lord tell you to do something you can't do?
No.
If He says, quit grieving, quit mourning, quit crying, can you quit?
Yes.
Now, see, a lot of people don't believe this. They'd look at you and say, you know, what are you being so mean for? I'm hurting. I'm crying. I'm grieving. I'm hurt. Are there times the Lord would tell you, hush,
yes.
Quit.
Yes.
Quit that crying. Quit that mourning.
Yes.
Quit that grieving. Are you going to tell Him you can't?
No.
Jesus said in John, He said, don't let your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Many would say, I can't help it. If you were going through what I was going through, you'd be upset and crying and hurting too. Not if we do what the Lord tells us to do.
That's right.
It is possible to be hurting, to be in a bad way, and by faith, and by the greater one on the inside of you, stand up and dry your eyes and make a decision to quit thinking about that and quit dwelling on that and quit talking about that and quit yielding to this grief. A lot of times people say, well, you know, they're crying and they're heaving. And so just let it out. Just let it out. And the problem is they're letting it in. People say, let it out. But what's actually happening is they're yielding to bad things. Grief and sorrow and fear and depression, which are killers.
Yes.
They are killers. They will drain you. They will destroy you. What did He go? He told them, quit this mourning. Quit this crying. Verse 10, He said, go your way. Eat the fat, drink the sweet, send portions for them who nothing is prepared. This day is holy to our Lord. Neither be ye sorry, quit sorrowing, quit grieving, for the joy of the Lord is your strength.
Yes.
Said out loud, don't be sorry.
Don't be sorry.
For the joy of the Lord,
is your strength.
Said out loud a couple of times, the joy of the Lord,
is my strength.
Let's say it together. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Another time. The joy of the Lord is my strength. It is my strength. Joy is a force. The joy of the Lord. And we're not talking about cackling at some off-color joke. That ain't the joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord is not just a little surface laugh thing. It is the quickening of the Holy Spirit, and it literally makes you strong. Stronger. Spirit, soul, mind, body. And when you're going through some things, what do you need? To get through it. To overcome it. Let's say there's been a problem. Let's say there's been some loss. There's been some hurt. What do you need? You need inner strength.
Yes.
Don't you?
Yes.
To not be hopeless. You need inner strength to get through this and come over this.
Amen.
Is that right? Get through it to the other side. Overcome it. You know that's who you are. You are more than a conqueror. You are an overcomer. What do overcomers do?
Overcomer.
They come over it.
Yes.
Which is different from going under.
Amen.
Somebody needs to say it. I don't go under.
I don't go under.
I go over. And if there's something substantial in your life, that's a problem, you're going to do one or the other. It's going to put you under. Are you going to go over it? You an undergoer or an overcomer? Huh? Do what we decide to believe and do, say, act, does it make any difference in whether we go under, whether we go over? Come on, say that loud. I don't go under.
I go over.
Now, the way we do it is not just in our own strength, but it is by the greater one who's inside us. But it's connected with what we choose to look at, what we choose to think about, what we choose to talk about, and what we choose to do. Faith is a choice. Sometimes you'll hear people say, I can't. I just can't believe that. That's not true. You can believe anything you choose to believe. Faith's a choice. It's the nature of what it is. And you'll hear people say, well, I can't stop crying. I can't stop hurting. Yes, you can. If you will, it's a choice. It's a choice. Grief and fear is something you yield to. And when it's really bad, it's because you've yielded to it a lot for a long time. People are yielding to it without realizing what they're doing. But depression drains you and can destroy you. But joy does the opposite. Joy quickens you. Joy revives you. Joy makes you strong. Hallelujah. And with enough of the strength of the Lord, you can come through anything. You can make it through. You can come over. You can overcome anything. 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 Not because you're so amazing. It's because He's so big. He's so amazing. And He's in you. He's in you. It's never His will for you to be defeated and destroyed, to go under. It's His will for you to go over.
Amen.
He always causes us to triumph. Somebody needs to say it again. This phrase, somebody needs to say this. And you got to remember, there's a lot of other people with us than in this room. Many people in the States, other countries, people all over the place. But several somebodies need to say this. I'm not going under.
I'm not going under.
I'm going over.
I'm going over.
I don't go under.
I don't go under.
I'm an overcomer. Greater is He that's in me than he that is in the world. I don't go under. I don't go under. I don't go under. Now, you know, especially when you need to say this, when a thought comes to your mind, you're going under. Or a feeling. You do not just need to sit there and take that. You need to get some sass about you. You need to get up inside and say, no, this is not doing me in. I am not going under with this. I'm going over. I'm an overcomer. That's what overcomers do. That's what I am. That's my nature. That's my spiritual DNA. If you took one cell out and you put it under a microscope, you'd go, that's an overcoming cell right there. Look at that cell. Man, it just whips all the cells around it. Glory to God.
Glory to
God. Say it one more time. The joy of the Lord.
The joy of the Lord.
Is my strength.
I refuse to go a day
or a night
without the joy of the Lord.
The joy of the Lord is available to us. The strength of the Lord is available to us. Didn't He say, I'll never leave you?
That's
I'll never forsake you. If you look at that in the Amplified, he talks about, I won't leave you helpless. He is the comforter. And part of that word, if you look in John, look up the words, it means strengthener. Strengthener, standby, comforter. And so all of that's in you and me 24/7 for us to access. I had somebody want to take me to task one time about speaking in tongues. And they said, you believe you can just speak in tongues anytime you want to? And I said, well, yeah. And I began to quote the scripture to them. You know, the scripture said in Corinthians, I will pray with the Spirit and I will pray with the understanding also. Didn't he say that?
Yeah.
So if you can say, I'm going to pray right now with my understanding and do it right now. He said, Paul said, I do the same thing with my spirit. And they shook their head and they said, no. Nope. You can't turn the Holy Ghost off and on. And without it even thinking, it just popped right out of my spirit. I said, yeah, he's always on. He's always on.
Amen.
Is he?
Yes.
He never sleeps. He never slumbers. He's always on. And that's true with anything that's in him, including his joy.
Amen.
You and I can tap into joy. No matter what circumstances we're in, no matter where we're at, what's going on, if we don't, it's not his fault for not providing it. It's our fault for not accessing it.
Amen.
And you access it with faith. Well, for time's sake, I'll forego some of these verses and just go with me straight over to Proverbs, please. The book of Proverbs. You guys listen so well, I could just go on. I think you believe that, don't you? Well, let me ask you what's better. Well, if I showed up tonight in about 3 minutes, I said, that's it. I got nothing. Go away. I'm done. Which you like better? Proverbs 29. Heard somebody say, preach on. Preach on, brother. Preach on. Thank you. I believe I will. Proverbs 29 and 2. Look at another aspect of the joy of the Lord being our strength. He said, when the righteous are in authority, the people do what?
Rejoice.
The people rejoice.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Joy of Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 6th, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.